It has been almost 10 years now since relations between Burundi and Rwanda began deteriorating. And now, the two countries risk direct armed confrontation after the warning by Burundi President Evariste Ndayishimiye. President Ndayishimiye says that Rwanda's plan is not just to use the M23 rebels to take the territory of Democratic Republic of Congo, but ultimately to attack Burundi.
Si le Rwanda continue à faire des conquêtes dans le territoire de notre pays, je sais qu'il va arriver même au Burundi.
He says that if Rwanda continues evading, conquering any DRC territory, he will not sit and watch that happen. The Burundi president says that Rwanda is training young Burundian refugees and arming them to prepare for an attack on Burundi. He says if it is not de-escalated, it will turn into a regional conflict. Burundi accuses Rwanda of harboring the 2015 failed coup plotters who wanted to depose the country's former president Pierre Nkurunziza. Burundi says Kigali militarily trained young Burundian refugees who joined the Red Tabara rebel group that has carried out several attacks on Burundi through the eastern part of DRC last year, killing dozens of civilians, including the Burundian soldiers. Rwanda's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Olivier Nduhungirehe, says that President Ndayishimiye's allegations are not legitimate. He says that Burundi's own deployment of its forces in DRC aims to weaken Rwanda.
They are trying to destabilize Rwanda because they are allied with the FDLR genocidal force. The Burundian forces were recruited across our border just to destabilize us. So it's Burundi that is trying to overthrow the government of Rwanda through these forces and with the alliances of the FDLR, of the European mercenaries, some DRC and other forces.
More than 700 people have been killed, and while at least 2,800 people were injured since the M23 rebel group captured Goma, a key town in North Kivu, located in the eastern part of DRC last week. The Democratic Republic of Congo and Burundi boycotted last Wednesday's meeting of the East African Community Heads of State Summit. On Friday, the South African Development Community conducted an extraordinary summit which condemned the M23 rebels for violating the ceasefire agreement. Brandon Chintu is a Ugandan lawmaker in the Parliament's Committee on Defense and Internal Affairs.
The ongoing crisis in Eastern DRC has far-reaching implications for the region. It therefore threatens economic stability, increases the risk of humanitarian disasters, and fuels insecurity that could spill over into neighboring countries.
Despite calls from the international community for a ceasefire, the Rwandan-backed M23 are said to have continued their attack towards southern Kivu city of Bukavu. Kinshasa has also accused Rwanda of smuggling minerals out of the country. Rwanda denies backing the rebels and other allegations. The East African Community and the South African Development Community are expected to conduct a joint summit soon to address the current violence in the eastern DRC. Moses Aviarimana for Voice of America.